Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Angelica. This show is about awakening your inner spirit to experience greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. I am an angelic walk-in. I receive messages from the angelic realm, your spirit guides, and when appropriate, those that have crossed over. I also work with your spirit guides and the archangels to help to awaken your inner spirit by transmuting the outdated beliefs that no longer serve you so that you can experience the greater levels of love, joy, peace, and prosperity. Each show I will be sharing a variety of tools to assist you on your spiritual path and taking phone calls. The show will be airing the second Wednesday of every month. I thank you for joining me, and I'm excited about this show.
Welcome, everybody. It's magic month of June. So much energy is going on between the Mercury retrograde and the Pluto. And if you're experiencing lots of shifting in your life and lots of releasing, that's a phenomenal time for you because it allows you to start to move more into your true purpose of living a life of greater love and joy and peace and prosperity and health and vitality rather than that of the human struggles of fears and insecurities and limitations and all that stuff that keeps you feeling separate from what you really do deserve to have in your life. So if you're new to the show, I want to say thank you for being here and welcome. The show does air on the second Wednesday, and sorry, don't forget, the next show is going to be on July 8th. I can't believe we're moving into the summer already. So if you're interested in having a reading or in making a donation for the reading or just a donation, you can go to, and it's also listed on the chat box, Heart of Motivation, H-E-A-R-T, of Motivation, .webs.com, and then you could just go to the location tab and make any type of donation that you want, and then you'll send me the prefix of the phone number that you're interested in having a reading, and it's a one question reading so that we have time for everybody. So I do see a question mark next to one. I'll just quickly get that. And, oh, okay, well, never mind. They took the question mark off. So we're going to go ahead and do a meditation. And if you're interested in having the reading after you make the donation, it's at 347-996-5068. And the reason why I have people do a donation, it's because when you keep that flow going, whatever the amount is, you're opening up the prosperity flow of the universe and you're in that trust flow. And if you're stuck in a vibration that has a limitation attached to it, then it goes against what I truly believe and what is going to serve you and to serve the planet. And so that's why I ask people to do any kind of donation. It just opens up your energy field and allows you to move beyond any kind of limitation beliefs, any kind of fear, any kind of self-doubt, and it puts you in that state of trust and allowing. So if that's of interest to you, you can go ahead and do that. And if you'd like to just listen to the show, that's phenomenal too. So later on in the show, I'll be talking about some special events that I'll be putting on to help you in your activation of your inner spirit and to allow you to create more of that abundance in your life and also to be able to activate your inner spirit. These special events are done once a month, and because we're starting the activation, opening the heart, it's something that I from my own integrity, will interview you first to make sure that it suits what you're looking for and that it's in alignment with what we do and is of your highest good. That is at heartofmotivation.webs.com under the special events tab. There's only a few slots left, and it's an hour, and it's only $26 for the hour. It's a beautiful energy group. So I could tell you a little bit more later on some of the dates. Okay, so I always like to start off with a meditation. So if you can close your eyes, and also at that point, we'll also get a channeled message. So I like to do that as well. So just go ahead and take some deep breaths. You know, sometimes when we are out in the world, we forget to give ourselves a big hug and to realize how special we are. So if you're inclined to do that, just give yourself a big hug and know how loved you are in this show and in general. And we're a show that focuses on the heart of love and opening up the heart and really feeling what it feels like to be in joy and in peace. So each time we do a show, I ask the angels and the higher vibrational beings, the universe, to bless those that are on the show and those that listen to the show, even if it's listening to it later on, to really feel the blessing of their heart and the love, as I call the beautiful archangels and all of the angelic realm and the beautiful higher vibrational beings and the universal love to come forth and bless everybody that's part of this show and listening to the show. And just allowing your eyes as you focus inward to just feel as you drop into your heart that nurturing inside. What would it feel like if you opened your heart and really felt that nurturing instead of sometimes we go outside looking for it? What would it feel like if you opened your heart and stepped into that vibration and felt it inside? And then you took that out into the world to share with others. There's a sense of plenty, love, plentitude of love, rather than a lack of love that we go out to get from others. Just breathe and feel that love all the way inside your heart. And when you could feel it, bring it towards the back of your heart, because the back of the heart is what you have completed in this life from your past, whether it's a minute ago, an hour ago, a month ago, a year ago. As you continue to bring that love all the way towards the back of your heart, you free yourself from those things that have kept you feeling stuck and energies that aren't in alignment with this love. And as you fill your whole entire heart all the way up, bring it up into the mind, and bring it into your body, and just feel that nurturing. As we start this month, I'm hearing to mention that this is the month where we start the movement for those that are on the spiritual path and really committed to living a life free of the drama and free of the fears and the insecurities and the negativities, and really choosing to be happy and choosing to live in peace and choosing to be in alignment with love and walking that path. If you've been on this path for a while, this is the month where the inner spirit starts to be activated and you will start to feel a sense of a flow that's very different than I can even put in words. It's an energy that frees your ego from having to work so hard, and you feel this lightness, this connection to the universe that gives you these glimpses of beyond what the human mind or human heart could ever perceive on the physical plane. You start to feel that heightened freedom and your frequency of this heightened level of love and joy and peace becomes so active that it just puts you in a space of flowing and feeling very light and very carefree and just alive and beautiful feeling. And as you continue to feel that experience, you start to let go of all of the control that sometimes comes into play when the human ego, bless it, wants to just work so hard at making things happen or trying to accomplish things, and it just becomes so much more difficult because it's working in an area that has constraints or familiarities that are outdated or fears that keep us in a lower vibration or insecurities that keep us from having the success because we sabotage it on some level of not feeling good enough or not being open to receiving. All of that's part of an energy when it feels separate from this beautiful love that the universe and your inner spirit that creates that oneness with your human part of you has. It just flows where there isn't anything that blocks it. It just continues to grow and expand in a manner that's very freeing. And so those energies that are in conflict aren't fed, they're released, and there's no attachment to holding on to the stories. You just bless them and let it go. So if you've been on this path for a time, the activation starts this month, and as we continue in the remainder of this year, it continues to expand and grow, and there's a sense of freedom that continues as this next few months continues to expand. And as you take a deep breath now and just allow yourself to come back into the present moment, bringing yourself all the way back into the moment, and just allowing yourself to really feel what it feels like to be in this heart-centered love. Taking three deep breaths. And just allow yourself to slowly come back into the room. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. I'm going to give you a minute to jot down any notes you may have gotten or any ahas from the channeled message in the meditation. So it's exciting when we get these revelations. If you just logged in, we had a channeled message with regard to this month being an activation month. An activation where your inner spirit becomes more active if you've been on the path of choosing to be more on the path of love and less in fears or negativities or judgments or limitations. And as we continue to open up the heart in the meditation that we did, if you missed that, you can go back and listen to it later on or listen to it as often as you'd like, because the more you listen, the more your heart opens more and more and more. And so as we called in the archangels and the angelic realm and also the higher vibrational beings, I'm an angel walk-in, and what that means, some people continually ask me, is that when the human part of the body is finished with what it's here to learn, it has a choice of moving on, dying, and moving on, or if it's destined for your inner spirit to become more alive in the physical form, then it comes in as a incarnation, and it drops in. And so as an angelic, I came into the physical realm to help to remind others of the importance of love and the heightened levels of love. And I channel these higher vibrational beings with messages. I also work with those that are really committed to living a path, and they're done with the drama, they're done with the negativity, they're done with all the excuses of limitations. And they're really ready to move more into their true essence of living a life that doesn't have those limitations or fears or insecurities. And so when you release enough of the beliefs that are keeping you stuck, you start to move into this sense of freedom. And when you're finished with enough of those lessons that you came here to learn with your ancestral realm, you start to move more into your path where your purpose comes into play and your inner spirit becomes more active. And so you have more of that sense of freedom and flow, and magic just comes about. It's such a beautiful feeling of living life and having this sense of experiencing more of this expansiveness of positive living and less of those limiting thoughts or negative thoughts, and feeling the sense of aliveness and joy in your heart rather than the sadness and the drama and the stress. And you physically feel more awakened inside your body, and there's this sense of just wanting to serve on the planet and make a difference in a way that is so beyond what you can ever imagine. And then you start to really have a sense of enjoyment that's a lot more playful. And that's when your inner child comes out more, and you have this sense of really experiencing confidence and joy. And so if you're going through lots of shifting, sometimes when we move from the human ego trying to really become more active through the struggle-oriented route, and then you start moving more into your inner spirit, becoming more active where there isn't as much struggle, that in-between place sometimes causes confusion, and you're not sure what's going on because you're in between the two experiences. One door is closing, another one starting to open. So know that that's totally normal, and that it's not the best time to make huge decisions in life like moving or relationship or any of those other things. What is important is to really nurture yourself and to rest a lot, to take walks, to be in nature or by the beach or whatever you're enjoying, so that when you start moving more into the next stage in your life, it has a sense of more of a restful, more of a peaceful flow than it would if you start getting anxious or feeling like something's wrong because you're not knowing how to move into this next stage when you're in that confusion stage. So if you're feeling anything like that, you can give yourself a hug and say, yay, you did a great job, you're now ready for the next stage of life. And if you're still experiencing some of the roller coaster, depending upon where you're at, and that's where the readings can help to support you on that. I can kind of tune into your spirit guides in the angelic realm and see what messages they have to say that can help you move some of those barriers out of the way. Sometimes they actually lift it out, transmute the energy with your spirit guide support so that you don't feel as much of that roller coaster feeling with 1 minute up, next minute down, and kind of like a split personality feeling. So the readings usually help with that as well. So if that's of interest to you, you are more than welcome to email me, or if you want to do a reading on the show, I just ask you to make any kind of a donation and so forth. Okay, so, and you're welcome to ask questions. If you have a question with regard to what we just talked about, that's always welcomed. You can email it on the chat box, or if you have a quick question based on what we just talked about to help you feel more peaceful, please go ahead and call. The number would be 347-996-5068. Although with the reading portion, I'm asking people to make a donation so that they expand their consciousness beyond a limitation that is not enoughness. So you can make any kind of donation if you want a one question reading. We're probably going to have time only for one person because it's only 10 minutes left in the show. So you would go to heartofmotivation.webs.com and then click on the location tab, and then you could just make any kind of donation you want. So we have this amazing special event that's coming up. I only have a couple of slots left on some of the dates. It's done via phone or via Skype, and it consists of a channeled message like I had given the group while we did the meditation today. The difference is that the channeled message relates to you personally because your spirit guides in the angelic realm are talking, and I'm passing on the messages. And then being a certified hypnotist, you go into a relaxed state, And then I work with your spirit guides and the angelic realm and the higher vibrational beings to start to activate more of the inner spirit and less of the human fears, insecurities, negativities, limitations, and anything else that may be holding you back. And so they pull out those old energies, and the energies have belief systems that are triggering the way you communicate, the way you believe in things that keep you feeling stuck. So what they start to do is help to pull it out and then transmute the energy so you don't have any resistance, because resistance is futile. And then we work with the angelic realm and the higher beings to help to download an expansive energy to activate your inner spirit more. And then you get a private 10-minute reading or continual activation. And this whole thing is only $26, so there's no excuse it's too expensive. And so there are some dates in June that I have left. I only have a few spots left via Skype, and then I think only one spot left via phone. So you have a choice of via phone at 5:30 in the evening, Pacific Standard Time, or via Skype at 6:55 p.m. And that I can also call via phone during the Skype as well. I can call a couple of people if you don't have Skype. And so if you're interested, go ahead and go to the website heartofmotivation.webs.com, and then you would click on the special events tab and go ahead and register there. You'll also note that there's products there if you're interested in getting involved in some of the products. There's meditation CDs and activation CDs, and then an online spiritual journey series to help you open and activate your inner spirit through a journey of four parts that move you from feeling stuck to more of an openness with your inner spirit. And it consists of a message, a meditation. Each one has an incremental, and these four of them, and it's $11.11 per series, or $44.44 for all four, and that's also on the location tab. So hopefully that'll help you on your path. And so if you have any questions, feel free to jot them in the chat box, because I always like to see if anybody has any questions based on the meditation or the channeled message. And if not, we'll go into another meditation and really start to open up the heart more and see if there's additional messages that they want me to share with the people that are on this amazing experience. So the next show, by the way, is in July. It's always the second Wednesday, and that's going to be on, July 8th. So you can experience this show at 8 o'clock again next month, and it's always different with the messages and with the meditation. I listen to what they want me to share, and then we go ahead and focus on that meditation. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a deep breath, and we'll close our eyes now that we have some more people on here, see what kind of messages they want me to share with regard to anything that relates to anybody on the show. Sometimes I'll get a message to pass on from them as well. So as we close our eyes and just allow ourselves to take another deep breath, and we're going to open up the heart a little bit more. We started opening up the heart at the beginning of the meditation, and I always like to expand it after the message a little bit more so that we could feel this energy that the archangels, the angelic realm, and the higher vibrational beings in the universe likes to bring in to help to support you on feeling more nurturing inside. So again, closing your eyes. If you have any thoughts, just drop them in a bucket next to you. If you choose to pick it up later on, you can go into that bucket and pick it back up. I'm sure you won't. And so for now, just drop the thoughts in the bucket and just let go of the attachment to the mind rather than judging it or trying to silence the mind. This is a way of freeing your mind from chattering too much. And as you do that, you can look into your heart. You don't have to physically look into your heart. You can act as if you're looking into your heart by feeling your eyes as if they are looking into the heart. And notice what's going on inside your heart. Does it feel calm? Does it feel love? Does it feel nurtured? What is it feeling? If it's feeling a sense of joy, continue to open that up. If it's feeling anything that contradicts joy, just nurture that. Everything is perfect. There's no such thing as making it wrong. Allow yourself to nurture that feeling so that it becomes free. And as you nurture it, allow your inner child to just come up into your heart and just hold that inner child. That's what I'm hearing to work with the people here that are on the show. Feel that inner child as you bring it up. Sometimes it feels left out or hasn't had the experience of really experiencing the deepness of joy as much as they would like, or playfulness, because sometimes we get so busy, or maybe we haven't had the greatest childhood. That's the past. Now we're in the present. And so you get, as an adult, you get to bring up this inner child and hold it and play with it and nurture it and love her or him. And just allow yourself to really have a sense of peace with whatever it is that you're experiencing. Let go of the confusion. Let go of the chatteredness. Let go of the figuring out right now. We're just going to hold her or him and just feel what it feels like to just be one with love. Breathe into that love as you hold and rock back and forth, allowing the playfulness to come up. Give yourself permission to feel that playfulness. Breathing all the way in. And just enjoy what that feels like. Now allow your heart to open up a little bit further as you allow your inner child to go back inside and feel that love and that nurturing. Notice how much more alive you feel inside when you give yourself permission to feel that nurturing inside. Sometimes you don't take the time to really acknowledge that. You have the opportunity from this point forward to, on a daily basis, to really acknowledge that joyfulness and that nurturing. Notice your confidence greater when there's an inward focus of nurturing rather than an outward searching for it. And when you're ready, slowly come back into the room, keeping your eyes closed, and just allow yourself to acknowledge what's going on inside as you feel this experience. So much love. Just allow yourself to really breathe that in. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you choose to give yourself a nice big hug, sometimes it's nice to do this in the morning or before we go to sleep, is just close our eyes and really just acknowledge the nurturing inside. It helps to build our confidence and let go of anything that keeps us feeling stuck in fears or limitations. Again, if you have any notes you want to take or any ahas you want to jot down, it allows you to just become aware. Okay, so we have 30 seconds left. So grateful that you joined me on this beautiful show. I want to thank you very much. I look forward to you enjoying any of the sessions or readings or anything that we have to offer, the products or the online series or special events. In the meantime, sending you so much love and peace. Have a beautiful night and a beautiful week, and we'll talk to you next month. Much love to you.